The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, architect Dermot Bannon
good morning.
Is here
good
in
morning.
Studio.
Afternoon. Is it afternoon or
no,
morning?
No, it's only 11 o'clock.
So which topic are we doing? Can we go to chips first? Can we?
Are you a chips robber?
It is so true though, isn't it? The chips that you steal from somebody else. Because I'm one of these people, I try to mind what I eat, so I never order chips. But then I rob them off everybody else's plate. Or you know, if somebody else's dinner comes first, and they get chips with it, and you're waiting for yours, and then the hand goes, it's probably really rude, isn't it? Mm. And my wife slaps my hand away.
My husband at this stage is so broken, he just hands me over the food.
The chips, there you go, they're
yours. He literally takes one bite of whatever he's eating, and without saying a word, he just hands it,
to you.
Rather than have me take it out of his hand, which is what I'm going to do.
Just where to put it, so you eat two dinners, do you?
I'm doing the same as you, trying to be good, and then just eating everybody else's rubbish, the usual. Anyhow, you said to me, just before we started, right, don't grill me.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I've left those days behind me. And also, it's my birthday tomorrow, so you can't.
No, you can't. No. Birthday again, yeah.
So is it a big birthday?
No, it's not a big roundy birthday. That was a couple of years ago.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. It's just an ordinary birthday.
It's just a regular birthday, yes. But it's my birthday, so I'm trying to think, I don't normally do much for my birthday. I'm kind of a bit anti-birthdays, you know, but then you should, shouldn't you?
Do you do that thing that people do? I'm anti-birthday. I don't want a fuss. It's no big deal.
But I kind of do.
And then on the day you get angry when nobody treats you nicely.
Do we all do that? I think we kind of all do, don't we? Yeah, no. Please, no. I don't want anything. Don't make a fuss. No fuss. Don't do anything. And then you get to the end of the day. Not one thing. Yep.
And you feel hard done by. Okay,
yes,
so tomorrow, give Dermot, if you see him, your chips.
Yeah.
And say happy birthday.
Or a hug or whatever. Yeah.
He wants all the attention.
All the attention.
And look, you have a new series out on RTE that's gone gangbusters, Celebrity Super Spaces.
Yes.
Where you're really getting to do what lots of us would love to do, which is go into a celebrity's front door of their private home and see exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, and just to get to know them through their house. Like they are, I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Like the difference between this and say, Keys to Your Life. You know the ones where people go in and they go into other people's homes? It does have to be a super space. So it, like, everybody has made a big effort, like, and they've done something unusual, or they've got a really cool space. So it's not just a house, if you know what I mean. It doesn't have to be big, it doesn't have to be expensive, they're not flash, but they've all done something really cool. And then my angle on this is to try and, through their design and what they've done, is understand a little bit more about them. Because this is what I love. I love going into people's houses, and I don't actually judge whether it's good, bad or indifferent. I judge what I see, and like the little clues that give me, oh my God, you're like that. Or like, I love reading, you know, when you go into somebody's house, the bookshelves. I'll go to the bookshelves. I'll go to their cupboards and see what they cook with. I
don't let Dermot Bannon into your home unless you put really intellectual books up on the bookshelf your healthy stuff in your presses. Do people not really curate their lives when they know you're coming in?
I go into people's houses and they're always spotless, and I just think, God, these people are really clean and we're really messy at home, and it's probably it's done like because I'm on my way. But it's to try and get a sense of them through their design choices and what they've done. Like, say, this weekend we've got Joanne McNally. And, like, what was really lovely about her, the chat, you see, I'm trying to get into a chat that's not, everybody's lives are all over Instagram and they're all over social media. There's very little, you know. Do you ever watch, like, the Graham Norton show or something like that? You very rarely find out anything new about a celebrity on a chat show because you kind of know it all already. So I was trying to find the little clues that they hadn't spoken about before. So for Joanne, like, she didn't have her first place until she was 40. So you know when you get your first place and you're kind of trying to do everything the opposite to your parents, you know, like, so when somebody comes in to see what I've done here, it's a little bit of kind of throwing off the shackles and I'm all grown up. Like, my daughter is living in Australia now and she's doing her third year in college and she's back in a couple of weeks. But, like, she was so proud. It was so funny having the phone conversation. She was so proud of her air fryer. Because Dad, I've bought an air fryer. This was independence. And for Joanne, like, she has these really cool objects and she's bought these chairs and it's a fantastic space. But what really interests me was this is her kind of throwing off, this is her first real kind of showing who I am. And it was a lovely chat about kind of getting that independence later on in life, living by yourself, and then how she uses the space to watch the street. That's how she picks up on the comedy. Like, she watches people. So she sits outside the window looking down at the street and listening into conversations, like, and being alone in this world allows all of that to filter in. And she is completely, I've never seen a work ethic like it. Like, she, everything she does is comedy. Is to do observing people, and her house is all about that.
But I did love, because I watched a clip from that episode where she said, "I was in a house share."
Yeah.
You know, until I was nearly 40 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Living with other people, not able to put your own stamp on a space.
On anything.
And that sense of pride that she has now achieved that through pure hard work and grit.
And wait till you see it. It has some stamp she's put on it. I don't know if it's my taste, but it's very, very cool. When you walk into it, you just feel like you're in Joanne's world. It's not a bad thing. It mightn't be to everybody's taste, but it is really, really cool. You are put into this kind of bubble, the Joanne bubble, and everything around it is bright colours. She's bright. The clothes she wears are bright. The humour is bright. The furniture is bright. Like, the chairs are way oversized. Like, she'd cut the legs off them to get them in. Like, everything is just, it's kind of, there's an energy about it. That's her.
Yeah. And do you not think people often have a home that doesn't reflect their energy? That if this is who they are in public,
yes,
when they come home, they try and live a completely different
life.
Or
the generic house. I feel so, I do, like, what breaks my heart as an architect sometimes is when people feel the pressure that their house needs to look a certain way, and it looks like a magazine cover, and you know they're really extremely tidy, and you know that they're spending the whole time just trying to keep up this image. Like, there's nothing, like, for me that's like a shackle. You know, it's I love when you walk into somebody's house and their stuff is kind of thrown around the place. There's maps, you know, if they love sailing, there's maps on the walls that you can see. So it tells you a little bit about them. I love going into somebody's house and it being their world. You know, that
do
it's.
Yeah, I love going into a house that's spotlessly clean.
Do
I just
you?
Think, oh, how
that's like a hotel,
lovely
though.
To be. Yeah, exactly. Great. Because we're in my house with two young kids, toys.
No,
absolutely everywhere. Always a sense of.
But I love that. I love when you go into, like, it's kind of like going to visit somebody. Like, you're visiting. For me, that's their mind spilled out all over the floor. And that's, you're immersing yourself into their lives. Like, I love when you've spent a weekend with somebody and you go away thinking, I want to live a bit more like them. You know, like, if they're, I don't know, people might cook all the time, or they'll make something different, or that they have barbecues in the middle of the day, or they make cocktails, they have a little cocktail bars, and you think that's really cool. And I don't do that at home. I love all of that, and I don't mind the clutter and the mess as long as their personalities are there. I really feel like I visited them, you know, that I hate the kind of generic going in and it feels like a hotel.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome in my house anytime.
Can you make a cup of tea?
You'd be happy out in my house. It always surprises me, I have to say, that celebrities, that these really well-known figures are willing to open their front door and let somebody in to see where they eat their dinner, where they play with their kids, where they go to sleep at night, the privacy of their bedroom, where they bath and shower. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it in 100 million years.
Well, I suppose,
what is that, do you think?
I suppose, look, again, all of the homes that we saw, they were all designed by the people who lived in it. So, like, for example, Camille and Aidan, like, and Aidan Gillan.
This is Camille O'Sullivan and Aidan Gillan.
Sorry, I shouldn't use, I'm on first name terms.
You're such a name dropper, Dermot.
I keep forgetting that you guys aren't. So my friends, Camille and Aidan, you may know Aidan from Love, Hate, and you may know Camille from, Camille is an architect. That's what she trained us. So this for her was the culmination of a lifelong project. So she won an RAI award for it. And it this was a big deal for her, the design. And wait till you see it. The house it's really cool architecturally. Really, really cool. And the first scene, actually, and they left it in. I can't believe they did. But, like, no, I was kind of treating her like an architect colleague, and she has this really cool press that hides all the clutter. And when I walked into the kitchen, the press was completely open, and I just said, oh, Camille, do you want to stop here? Do you want to close that? Because I know it's designed to be closed. And she says, oh God, never. So we closed up all the cupboards. They left that scene in. So the first thing that you see is all. But she didn't really care, because she says, but this is the coffee station if you want a coffee. But they have one really cool room upstairs, and there's nothing in it. Like, there's no furniture. So you go in. Do you want to lie on the floor? Do you want to sit in the corner? So they have it for parties. They have it for people come into their house and just read poetry. It's a space that is whatever you want to be. It's, and it, I've never been, it was kind of magical in a way. Like, you're looking at me, this is the first thing, your jaw has just dropped. But it is, but you have to watch it, because when you're in it, like, she explains it. And Camille is an architect, but because of the music, she kind of layers that on top of it and makes the place feel kind of like poetic. It's unusual, very unusual, but very, very cool.
Whose house would you have lived in yourself out of all the celebrity homes that you visited?
Oh, Vogue's last week was really cool in Hoth. I would have lived there. I'd kind of, Don Mescal, the church, like I would have lived in that. Where else would I have lived? Actually, there's a really cool small little place that we're going to see. We're Panty Bliss's dressing room. And on Capel Street, the buzz of Capel Street above it, all the wigs, like that's, it was a, they're all, yeah, Clodagh. Clodagh lives on the grounds of Downton.
Like that's Clodagh McKenna.
Sorry.
People.
I keep forgetting. So my pal Clodagh and Harry, her husband, do you know Harry? No. Anyway, I didn't think so. But they live on the grounds of Downton and it is just spectacular over there. Like that was a real treat to get. And she cooked for us. Like she did the whole hog. Like, so when we arrived, she got an old vintage car for her birthday. For her big round birthday, and she collected me in that, and that's on camera. Now I did the most cringy line when she collected me. She said, "Do you want a ride?" And I said, "You know what I answered?"
No, I don't actually. But I think what she said is, "I would love to be in your car."
Yes,
thank you.
That's what I should have said. But anyway, okay, of course. And then the producers always leave my little fluffs in. So, but it's in the middle of the English countryside on the grounds of Downton Abbey. It's the most magical place. It's like something out of Harry Potter. There's this one room that is completely engulfed in wisteria, and that's where you have dinner, and it is unbelievable.
Beautiful. You have another show this
weekend. Oh, yes, I do. Yes.
Come to your senses.
I do four episodes normally a year of a TV show. And then when I do another one, they put the two of them on the one night. So Come to Your Senses is on at 6:30 on Sunday. It's a little bit more serious than Celebrity Super Spaces, but it's a slice. I saw, they asked me, what would you like to do? If you were looking at the census, what would you like to do? And I said, look, I'd love to see what an Irish town, a small Irish town, was like 100 years ago and take a slice through it. And that's what we did. So we picked a town, Capaquin, because it was near where my dad was from. And I always loved Capaquin growing up. We used to drive through it because I have an aunt and an uncle who lived there. Because it was like a small little city. You know, it had, you know, all Irish towns have got, like if you drive into a small little Irish town, they still have buildings that look like they could be courthouses, or, you know, the bank that was in the centre. And then they have the small shops. They do look like little miniature cities.
All right. So basically what you're telling me is it's Dermot Bannon night this Sunday night on RTE.
Unless I end up on the news, yeah.
Watch at 9 o'clock to find out. Dermot Bannon, thanks as always.
Thank you very much.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.